The Filthy Animals. They play all over the place, record prolifically, and their music, well, it relates to how people live today. Lead singer for The Filthy Animals, Jake Eisenbeis, is here. And today, Jake, there's stuff hitting you all the time, and it causes you to use your mind, even if only to avoid the unwanted messages. Maybe there's some thinking overload going on.
In my daily life, I tend to probably think too much. I spend a lot of time up in my head. Where I get the title of the song is in the bridge. I say, I think too much. And that was one of those, you know, when it wasn't something that I really had to work out. You know, it just kind of came out, and I thought, yep, that's the lyric. That's where that goes. That's exactly how I want it to sound. That was one of those things. And I think I remember it was maybe frustrated with someone or something. So at the end of the song, the last lyric goes, wait 1 minute. What makes you think you're right? You don't see, there's no winning, where we all fight the same damn fight. You know, there's a lot of people at each other's throats for nothing, for no reason, you know. That might have been part of me thinking too much. You know, always trying to consider why people do the things that they do.
You don't see, there's no winning, we all fight the same damn fight. I think I might go, my lips are getting.
I think comments on living today, but when The Filthy Animals plays a club, your first job is not social commentary, it's being the band, the thing most directly related to everyone having a good time. And that's where songs like Bubblegum Shoes come in.
Bubblegum Shoes is one of those ones that's just kind of been fun from the beginning. You know, the name really has almost nothing to do with the song. We kind of end up code naming different songs and things like that. And sometimes the code names go away, and sometimes the code names stick. And this is one of the ones that stuck just because we've had a lot of fun with the song. It's very bouncy. It's very rhythmic. A lot of good auxiliary things happening, and a lot of good energy. There's a riff in the song, and we've noticed people singing along without even being prompted to. That seems to be one of the things that people really get into, is to being able to yell this riff along with us.
What is the riff?
Da 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 da.
And they do that in clubs.
They yell it, and we yell it, and there's even, towards the end, we kind of open it up and get it a little louder and turn on the distortion pedals and kind of punch it, and that's when you really get to yell. And that's a lot of fun, too.
Playing a club is so different than recording. When you figure out what crowds enjoy, you, of course, stick it in your shows. The Filthy Animals must do that all the time.
Absolutely. I would say that would be one of the main reasons that we record the way we do, and because we really enjoy a kind of a raw or room sound. And for our previous release, Music House, and this new release, Tops is Tops, we did it kind of where we set up and played the entire song together in the studio with different microphones and different things blocked out, and then went later to record the vocals over all that, so we could concentrate on having a very live sound for the particular recording.
We're speaking with Jake Eisenbeis of The Filthy Animals, the web address filthyanimalsband.com, and crowd responses. You've got one, a tune called Panther Sex. It could be called anything, I suppose, but one of your managers came up with that. But the thing about it is the kind of response you get when you start playing that.
So we were on tour. It was our the last date on a 5-day tour that we were doing, and we were in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And, you know, as we're hanging out, we're seeing the other bands come in, and soon enough people started pouring in, and it seemed like a pretty young crowd, and that was kind of interesting. So our manager, who was particularly into this Panther Sex song, as the night went on, realizing that people were going to be into what we played, he was kind of planning to get them riled up for Panther Sex, and so he went throughout the crowd and started planting the seed and telling them, when I say, let's all chant Panther Sex, and then, you know, the band will play it. And And towards the end of the set, don't know where the manager went. He went out the door, and they started chanting Panther Sex without it. And they didn't even know what was coming. So we started the song, and they lost it. They jumped around the room. A little mosh pit started. One of the lead singers of the other band jumped up in the air just in front of me, and the stage was pretty far off the ground, so he got a good jump and smashed his PBR can, no, Hams can, smashed his Hams can on his forehead, spraying whatever beer was left all over myself and my guitar and his head. And I remember that being like, that was kind of the culmination of that song. Like, that's what that song was written for, is for somebody to smash a beer can over their head or something. But talked to the guy later, and I was like, man, that was amazing. I'm never going to forget that. And he said, you know, I'm glad it went so well. I've never done something like that before. So apparently this song inspires some sort of rowdy response.
Want to take your act?
Well, we've been trying, pushing for out-of-town shows a lot lately, and that's really what where we're going now. Our goal is to keep going, and now that we've been out and we've been to a place once or twice, we need to keep going there and build a fan base, and that's really what we're working towards now.
Original, determined, plugged into audiences, the Filthy Animals, based in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Web address: filthyanimalsband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.